Amen.
So what's going on, Danielle?
Not much.
So Danielle's got her cowgirl hat on.
That's a beach hat.
Is that a beach hat? Is that what it is? Okay.
Hat, yeah.
Well.
Hey. Okay. I look good in it.
According to you. You look good in it.
I don't want
to
hear it. You picked it out.
Look, was that one of them little beach stores down at the Gulf Shore? So she picked it. Look, it's got shells on it, too. How about that?
Mm-hmm. And I tried about 50 on, so, yeah.
50 and you picked out one.
Yeah, it's Panama Jack. It's nice.
Panama Jack.
I like it.
Here we are giving free plugs to Panama Jack.
It'll be okay. I support their products.
Evidently. So, look, big announcement. We've already had it on Facebook. Danielle and I, we're taking over the operations for Liberty Wedding Chapel in Battleground, Alabama. It's actually a military camp that's run during June and July. And the other 10 months, we are now jumping in, and we're going to give you some great deals to get married there. And, of course, we're going to offer everything that you can imagine, from DJ entertainment to bands, catering, and so much more. It's just unbelievable. And you know what? We probably have the best price in Coleman County. So, you know, if you're like me and you're always on a budget and you just want a great deal, I mean, that's exactly what we're going to give you. And the great thing, Danielle, is our reception hall. 5,000 square foot. So let me tell you something. If you got a lot of folks that want to dance that night during your reception, there's plenty of room. They've actually been renovating it right now, and it looks absolutely beautiful. Stonework on the walls, this burnt wood look, which is incredible. Oh my goodness. It's just a beautiful facility. It's situated on 76 acres in Battleground, so you can't miss the American flag right there on 157 Highway. It's huge. It's probably actually the biggest American flag that's flown in North Alabama.
It is absolutely beautiful. It's got a full service salon downstairs. It's got a bridal suite. Bride has her own entrance. It's got a kitchenette downstairs where the bride is in the bottom of the chapel. So, full kitchen.
So, look, this is what I would like to see one time. At least one time is what I want to see. I want to see a bride in her dress go out there and get on that zip line and do the zip line with her wedding
dress on. I would do it.
I mean, come on.
I would do it.
So I think Joe was telling us there was like four different zip lines, and the main zip line is really, you know, do you really want to take the challenge? Because you may not, because it is probably the, you know.
As long as there's no crocs, we'll be good.
Yeah.
I can handle the alligators with the crocodiles.
So I would imagine that main zip line, it just, you'll fly.
It'd be fun.
I mean, we actually went down there about a week or so ago and went through the zip line. And, I mean, you're basically going through trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not no open field. I mean, you're going through trees.
No, it's a full military camp out there. So, like, it's got the crawl where you crawl under the wire, and the tires where you
got everything. They got tents back here in the back. And another thing that we're going to offer is an outdoor venue that we're actually starting to work on here pretty soon. We're going to get a bulldozer out there and make some level ground, and it's going to be a beautiful place to get married outside with a pond back there in the back with the background. It's just a beautiful little scenery right there, and we're so excited to get this completed. So if you don't want to get married inside the chapel, you have the option of doing the outdoor wedding also.
And you will be able to rent the outdoor space by the hour.
Yes, that's right. And here I am giving little free teasers all the time. So something that we're also going to do, as we know, you know, there was a lot of controversy several years ago or 2 years ago about wedding license and same-sex marriages and stuff like this, and I believe the Coleman County Courthouse finally said no more weddings here. It ain't going to happen. We're done with it. So we're going to offer everybody that wants to get married, if you just want to come out there, and we may just give you an elope package to where you can get married for 1 hour, and it's almost like being at the courthouse, except a lot more beautiful.
Absolutely. So, it is absolutely gorgeous out there. The pond setting and the chapel is just so rustic and authentic. It is gorgeous.
But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't want that big wedding. They just want something simple. Let me go get married for an hour, and we're done. And we're going straight to the honeymoon.
And we will be able to provide that.
Oh, yeah. At a very, very affordable price. So you're not out a lot of money. And we'll get your picture made and get some flowers in your hand. And you may just reach over and grab a Mad Dog Mike's famous barbecue sandwich and have it.
And I've been holding out this week on my announcement. My announcement will not go out until next week. So,
you got more announcements?
I'm holding on to that.
Wow.
So
she always acts secretive for some reason. Like everything's a big secret. What's up with that?
I just have a thought process. That's how I do business.
So just to give everybody caught up, with us tonight, our usual Christopher Greer is in the house. Yay. And he actually brought his guitar, and he's going to be playing a tune or two for us this evening from J.P.'s Coleman down in Good Hope, located next door to Jack's Western Wear. Annie is here, and if you've never shopped there, oh my goodness, there's nothing over $35. So
I love her clothes.
If you're a bargain hunter with incredible, beautiful clothes, I mean, that's there.
I have her earrings on.
Look, and I think all the jewelry is like a dollar.
It is. All her hair bows and all her jewelry is a dollar.
And it's incredible, too. We actually went down there on the grand opening, and beautiful jewelry. So, you know, and I've said this before, from years ago, from the 70s and 80s, when everybody was just going crazy over all this gold and diamonds, you know, that's kind of went wayside. Mm-hmm. And more people now is going toward costume jewelry. And so when you can get that gorgeous jewelry for a buck, look, man, carry a $20 bill with you down there, and you're set for a month. You know, you can change out every weekend.
That's what I do, and I love it.
And, of course, one of the most famous people in Coleman, Mad Dog Mike Hayes, is here. He owns Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue in Berlin at the Berlin Quick Stop. And, you know, it's kind of encouraging for me to talk about Mike. Because I've known Mike a very long time, and I can remember when Mike very first started off in the barbecue business, and Mike was telling me about what he wanted to do and what his dreams was and how he wanted to be, you know, in a year and in 5 years. And the good thing about it is, with his hard work, he's there. I mean, he's accomplished, you know, what he set out to do. But Mike is one of those people that he's never happy where he's at. Because he always wants to do more.
Well,
you know,
he wants to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. He has vision like nobody else beyond. And, I mean, you catch Mike with his concession trailer all over Coleman. I mean, the car shows here, there. He's catering weddings all the time. It's just unbelievable how he's built that business up, and he's being very successful. And as you know, as you've grown up in Coleman, and you've heard about the Johnny Barbecue and this barbecue and that barbecue. Well, now, Mad Dog Mike is the voice of Coleman now. I mean, you see him
Absolutely.
Everywhere. Coleman High School football stadium every Friday night when there's games. So he is now the staple of Coleman. So that's huge. It really is.
Mike and I have been friends for years, and I've watched him grow. He probably works as hard or harder than you and I do.
Oh,
that's
there's
to
no
say
doubt
a whole
is.
Lot because you and I are workaholics.
So look, so sometimes in the mornings as I drive by, I'll blow my horn, and he probably never knows that it's me blowing my horn as he's walking in the building at, you know, 3:30 in the morning, getting ready to cook breakfast. But if he would open just a little bit earlier, I could get a biscuit when I go through.
He could just throw you one. Yeah.
Look, I'll roll my window down. Big D. Poof. There it is. Got my biscuit.
That's curb service.
That is curb service. I wish that would happen every morning.
Yeah.
But we're very proud of Mike and what he's done in the community and how he's grown his business so much. It's just incredible.
He's a fine gentleman. He's always been a good person. But his work ethic is just off the chain.
Well, you know where he got that, don't you?
Yeah.
His mama.
Yes, I probably will 100% agree with that.
Cake and Decorate Shop at 5 Points in Coleman for many, many. Mike, exactly how long did your mom have that?
About 30 years.
And she was the most well-known lady in Coleman, and it was just incredible. But I can remember as a kid riding my bike to Mayo Smith's store. I mean, he was just like a second dad to me. And actually, Mike's mom had a little beauty shop right there, right next door to it. Is that correct?
Yep.
And a little blue building. And I always remember that. And then she was the old Cake and Decorate. And, oh, my gosh, incredible, incredible food that she made. It was just unbelievable.
She makes the best icing I've ever eaten.
Oh, really?
Hands down.
So, Mike, did she actually teach you how to bake?
Well, after her being there and me growing up, I learned a few things here and there.
I bet you did.
You know, people coming by and saying, oh, they make the best cakes and everything. And, yeah, me and about three others, along with my mother, we're all decorating cakes in there. But, you know, there's been several times where I've been at 3 o'clock in the morning taking a nap in the back or making donuts or cookies or something right before I had to go to school.
How's that? And that's work ethic early in life right there.
Yeah. Now she gets on to me for working too many hours.
Roles have reversed.
And you could not say anything to her back in the day because no. She was the workaholic.
Yeah, she was. She worked 7 days a week, a lot of long hours. But then we had a lot of fun, too. So
she's a classy lady.
Yeah.
Did you ever get tired of cake?
No.
No. Do you see Mike? He never,
Can you tell? I was supposed to be on a diet, but since I started doing cookies and cupcakes and stuff, I kind of gained everything I lost back.
Well, it's quality control.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I have to sample the goods. You know?
Exactly.
One of the best things that Mike makes, in my opinion, is his baked beans.
Oh, yeah. I brag about them all the time.
Bag of potato chips and a Pioneer baked beans, and I'm in heaven.
Oh, yeah. And you know, and I don't really brag a lot, okay, about a lot of things. But I've told everybody that I know, you'll never have better baked beans than Mad Dog Mike's. And I don't care. Look, I'm not talking Coleman. I'm talking the entire state of Alabama.
Absolutely, I agree.
You're not going to have any as good as this. It's just the bottom line.
And you're talking to a girl that did not eat baked beans her whole entire life.
Yeah.
And then when I got pregnant with my daughter back in 99, Mike's baked beans were like, that's all I wanted.
So several years ago, I had actually catered, DJ'd a wedding in southern Tennessee, and I carried Mike's food up there. There was about 150 people in attendance, and every person there asked me, where did this food come from? And they said, man, these baked beans are out of this world. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you. Go buy all of them.
So, Daryl, I would like to talk about what's happening in Coleman for just a minute.
Go ahead.
I want to let our clients know that I will not be leaving what's happening in Coleman. I will be splitting my time between the wedding venue and what's happening in Coleman. So I'm still here to cater to our clients, one-on-one.
Coleman small business owners.
So I don't want anyone to get nervous and think that I'm leaving them because I'm not.
So yeah, I mean we're still running strong. 3 years going, and we're still happening on what's happening in Coleman. It's just incredible, and it's all because of the Coleman small business owners. Without them, I wouldn't be nothing. I mean,
you have a spider on your hand.
No way!
Oh gosh, kill it!
It's running toward Mike.
Daryl, kill it!
Kill it! Save the cookies!
Daryl, kill
yeah,
it.
Save the cookies!
Look.
Well,
my goodness,
live 95, we're killing a spider that was on my head.
Well, it's crawling on the wires now.
Holy moly,
you're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Coming up next, Annie from JP's Court. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mike.
The spider is dead.
The things you wanted.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.
You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show, right here on Live 95.5. In the studio with me, Annie Freeman from JP's Coleman, located down at Good Hope, one of the hottest little boutiques in Coleman, in Good Hope. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Well, look, how's the old boutique going on?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. We're continuing to grow and get new clients every day. We just keep on bringing stuff in and having it go right back out the door.
So are you doing anything now seasonal, now that it's getting toward fall and winter?
Yep. We have some new jackets on. I have one, new jackets in. I have one on today, and some jean jackets and some jeans in store. We've got a few hoodies in there and some cardigans, and we've got more coming in next week. So hopefully we'll keep on with the fall situation. We've got some cute reindeer dresses and just a nice little selection of things to look for. Christmas hair bows, Halloween hair bows, Christmas and Halloween jewelry.
Wow.
Just a bunch of different stuff.
So look, I think a hair bow will sell at any time of year, won't it? Especially,
oh, yes.
Especially at Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have, I found out last year in September that we had to start putting Christmas hair bows out September or October.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because people start doing their family pictures.
Oh, you're
so,
right.
So,
yeah.
We have a very large selection of them already out, and more going up this weekend, and more coming in because people want their Christmas pictures done early.
Now, is the bows the same thing as jewelry? They're a dollar a piece?
They're a dollar a piece.
Wow, you can't
beat
that.
Big bows, little bows, you know, Brett's. We have the bows with the gems on them that everybody's talking
about.
Got
a little bling bling on them.
Mm-hmm. We have got a lot of bling bling bows in the store right now, all just a dollar.
That's incredible. And we were talking about your blue jean jacket. You know, I think that's something that never goes out of style.
Nope.
Look, I actually see people wearing blue jean jackets, the little short ones, during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. And for many years, Mad Dog Mike and I, we worked for Lee Jeans in Holly Pond, and we actually dealt with blue jean jackets. And let me tell you something. We sold a lot of them, didn't we, Mike?
A lot of them.
I mean, it's such a popular item.
Yeah, we got requested, and usually if we have a couple customers request a few things, we'll try to find a way of getting them. So that's what we did. We had some people requesting crop, kind of shorter blue jean jackets, so I went out and found them for them.
I mean, I think it's always been the in thing, too, the short blue jean jackets. It's just incredible, so I mean, I would think that you would just basically sell out every time you get a shipment in. They're that popular.
I hope so. They need to come on in and get them. We got them for $25, size small through extra large. So,
I'm not going to give them no props to some of these big retailers, but let me tell you something. You go in there and buy one, you're probably looking at $50, $75 for the very same jacket that Annie has for $25. So,
where is your store located?
We are right next to Jack's Western Wear at 173 Swager Road. We're right between Jack's Western Wear and the storage buildings right there. So we've got a big J.P.'s Coleman sign outside with a boutique out there, too. And we're there 5 days a week. So we're there Tuesday through Saturday every week. We always have the dollar jewelry. We always have the dollar bows. We don't ever go up on those prices. We do have some higher dollar jewelry. We just got in some really nice, beautiful Alabama
elephant necklaces that are only going to be $5. And we have our floating charms. I have one on today, and it's how you tell your story.
Those are beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I guess you put different things inside of it.
You can change it every time. Like I have my kids' birthstones, my grandkids' birthstones. I have actually a Jack skeleton in there right now for Halloween.
Okay.
And we've got about 1,000 different charms to go in them.
Now, what's the price of the necklaces?
They're $10 with 3 charms included in there. And we have the necklaces and the bracelets. And we actually have rings, too, that are floating charms. And then we have the snaps, too. And those are also $10 with a snap included in those. And we sell, you know, all different kinds of snaps. And we have Alabama, Auburn. We have breast cancer awareness. We have all different kinds. And you can even just come in and get a snap for $3 or 2 for $5.
So. I'm just trying to figure out how you make money. I mean, you're selling this stuff at dirt cheap. Yeah. I mean, there's some cheap prices. If you don't go to JP, something's wrong with you. I'm telling you what, because, you know, most women are bargain hunters. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They will search a bargain in a minute.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say this.
Go ahead.
But I've already decided I'm going to take my wife up there this week.
All right.
Because I wanted to get her. You know, just let her pick out some
exactly.
stuff. Say, here, honey, here's your budget. Get you some stuff. And
that's awesome.
Yep. None of our clothes right now. We don't have anything in our store over $30. So
awesome.
We have dresses, tops, pants. We have leggings. We have more coming in. We have the fleece ones coming in, hopefully in the next week or two. Those are only $10 for those. And we have just a bunch of other stuff. We are having a clearance event this weekend, so we're getting rid of some of our summer and short sleeve items.
Now's the time to buy.
Yep. We have
put it in the closet.
Yep. We have items down as low as $5, $10 right now.
Wow.
And if anybody comes in on Saturday, I'm gonna have some. You know, we have coffee every day, or you know, bottles of water. We're gonna have some hot cocoa for the kids this weekend. We've got candy for trick or treaters that want to come in. So. We just always try to do a little bit of something for the community and,
that's awesome.
You know, try to encourage people. You know, they don't have to come in and buy anything. They can just come in and enjoy a cup of coffee with us or enjoy bottled water or some free candy.
I hate to say it. I think if I had a store, and I think Mike and Chris would agree with me right there where you're located, I'm afraid I'd be at the Waffle House every day also. I mean, I love the Waffle House.
You can't go to the Waffle House.
Look, Annie, you've got to take a break and go to the Waffle House sometimes.
Yeah. I've had to have Danielle come bring me lunch before because I haven't been able to leave. So, and, you know, we just got in a brand new shipment of the pop sockets. Like
Danielle, I've got one on the back of
the back of the phone there.
She actually bought it there.
Yeah, we got a brand new shipment of them, and we got several hundreds of them with elephants and all kinds of different things. Tigers, wolves, anchors, owls.
Perfect Christmas present.
Only a dollar each, too, so they're not.
Go down there, buy about 50, and just start giving away at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have people do.
It's a great bargain. I mean, and just, you know, just for a husband to go down there and buy the jewelry for his wife and daughters, I mean, it's just incredible price. And the thing about it is, because I've actually been down there and I looked through your jewelry, all of it's gorgeous. So I mean, if you're a man going down there and you think, well, I don't know what to pick out, it doesn't matter what you buy because it's all gorgeous.
Right.
I mean, it's all got some bling to it. And
do you do any type of like gift certificates?
We do. We do gift certificates.
For a clueless husband?
Yes, we do.
Annie will tell you what to buy.
Yeah, we have the JP's Coleman gift certificates. They're available anytime for the men who want to buy their women something, but want to make sure they get them the right thing. We also have, I forget what I was going to say. Oh, we do monogramming also. So we have beautiful purse sets right now, purse and wallets in 6 different colors. There's mine down there. And they're $15 for the purse and the wallet, and the monogram is only $10 for the front of the purse.
So what's the turnaround time as far as getting some monogram? Does it take a week or so?
Right now, it's about a week, depending on when they order them. So if we get an order on a Thursday, we usually can have it back by the next Thursday. We just did one yesterday. She has some of my extra purses at the person who monograms for us. So she had one done in a day. So it just really depends on how much is going on around. And we have monogram jewelry. all kinds of stuff. So
she does shoes.
Yeah. Don't be a procrastinator like me and make sure you get it done in time before Christmas gets here. That way, because I think everybody likes to have something monogrammed.
Yes.
Especially at Christmas time for a
present. And it doesn't have to be something they buy from us. It can be something they bring in. It doesn't have to be something. They don't have to come in and buy something from our store.
Cool.
They can come in and bring in an item they want monogrammed, and we'll do it.
That's what I think I seen on Facebook the other day, where you were actually doing some rearranging inside the store and making it more open for people to walk around.
Absolutely,
that's
yes.
awesome. Because me personally, I hate going in a store where it's all crammed up, you know, because I'm OCD, and I hate to see everything like piled up. Man, it just drives me crazy. I'll actually walk out of the store, but that's just me. I'm not going to rummage through a retail store.
Yeah.
So,
when it comes to the jewelry, sometimes people do like to rummage through things, but when it comes to clothes and stuff, they want to be able to find what they're looking for and move on their way. You know, try it on. We have two dressing rooms there, and, you know, they can just get what they want, and they can come back anytime and find more things. So.
And sometimes I do like to brag, but your store is just really incredible. I mean, for the prices that you're offering the citizens of Coleman that they can actually afford.
Yeah.
You know, because it's tough on a family. You got 2 or 3 kids and the wife wants something new, mama wants something new, and you can't afford it.
Nope.
And at JP's you can afford it.
Yeah, and we have kids' jewelry too. So,
there you go.
You know, we have a lot of stuff for when the kids come in and they're wanting to look around through things. They want to get stuff. We have necklace sets, bracelet sets. We have rings for them.
And how cool is that?
They can find things. And sometimes, you know, we have... try to get in some stuff for little boys too sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have wallets for them and
awesome
stuff like that, so they feel like they're getting something too.
I also want her to tell the public that she sets up in Tuscaloosa during the Alabama Game.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I go. My partner actually, she has a booth out there. We two of them right next to each other, so we're usually at every Alabama game. We didn't get to go to the last one, but we'll be out at the next one, I believe.
And okay.
We sell clothes out there. We still are open in our store, so we still have a lot of stuff available in store also. But we do, you know, we bring out dollar hair bows and jewelry out there if we get a chance to. And we bring our nice clothes out there for our good prices, and usually people are very surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a hit, because if you walk the little strip down there and you get your Bama shirt for, what, $85?
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you something. That ain't a bargain.
Yeah.
But you can get it for, like, $30 after the game.
Like, yeah, well, sometimes you can, yeah.
I always tell my wife, like, no, we're not buying
anything. Yeah, wait till after the game's over.
Yeah.
And then them outside vendors are trying to get rid of it quick because they overcharge that T-shirt by $50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy.
Not at Annie's booth.
That's what I said. Go to Annie's booth, and you're going to get a deal, and you're going to buy a bunch of stuff then.
Boss has instructed me to bring a cookie home.
All right, you're gonna get several cookies home. Mad Dog Mike brought in cookies and cupcakes,
and they are delicious. I have had some already.
Yeah, she already had one. I'm gonna dig in here in a minute.
I will be stealing more.
Annie, thank you for coming in on the Big D Radio Show. We always enjoy talking to you, talking about your store and the great quality and the great prices that you provide for the ladies here in Coleman. We appreciate it very much.
We appreciate it to you guys having us on. Janet and I both appreciate it
very much. Come back anytime and we'll talk about JP's again.
Okay, sounds good.
Coming up next, the most popular guy in Coleman, Mad Dog Mike. We're going to talk about his business and what's been going on with him. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95.
Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Kullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Kullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Kullman since 1989, Kullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Kullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Kullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Kullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Kullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit KullmanSportsFit.com.
Wild horses right now.
Really? What are
yours? Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 with me, Kullman's most popular barbecue guy, Mad Dog Mike Hayes. He was kind enough to bring cookies and cupcakes, and actually while he talks and or when Christopher starts singing, I'm going to grab a cupcake and start eating. Mad Dog Mike, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
It's always fun to be here.
Man, how's the barbecue business going? Busy, busy, busy.
Wide open.
Wide open. So if you don't care, I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody that soon to be, we're opening back the bakery at Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue. And let me tell you something. If you don't go by there and buy a dozen, something's wrong with you. Because it's going to be the absolutely best cookies that you ever put in your mouth. So I'm sure Mike's going to be gearing up, making a few hundred dozen, getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas, and it's going to be some long lines. So you make sure you get in there. Mike, exactly what all flavors do you offer in the cookies and the cupcakes?
Right now we got, cupcakes, white vanilla chocolate, of course. The ones right there is the peanut butter icing chocolate and the white icing and the yellow cake. And the cookies, the famous tea cake cookies, the iced and glazed tea cake cookies for the holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I've got some pumpkins right here with us for them. But mainly the snickerdoodles, the chocolate chip, and the peanut butter is what we have available now. We're going to be making some oatmeal and raisin next.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's the ones that... I gained my first 20 pounds on them, I think.
So, look, which one is the peanut butter?
This one right there.
This one right here?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what I'm going to grab. Peanut butter is my favorite, by the way. I love it. No, it's not my favorite. I'm going to take it back. I love peanut butter. Oatmeal raisin is my favorite.
Yeah. Peanut butter is always a good plus. So,
keep talking, man. I'm eating.
Oh, yeah.
Talk more.
Well, I'm fixing to start joining you now. I've been eating way too many cookies in the past week and a half since we started having them every day. I think everybody at the Quick Stop's been eating way too many cookies because they keep disappearing, and we keep having to make more.
that's a good thing.
But, so, but it doesn't matter how many dozen you want. If you want 100 dozen, you want 10 dozen, you want 1 dozen, or if you just want 1 cookie, we can do it all.
So do you care if you share your prices or do you not?
Well, they are $6 a dozen for the regular cookies. The cupcakes are 75 cents each or whatever that equals per dozen. And the holiday cookies, the pumpkins, we're going to be having the like Christmas cookies, the trees and all them. They're $12 a dozen.
And that's a good deal. So you don't have to bake. You just go to Mad Dog Mike's, pick them up, carry them home, watch them get demolished, and then everybody's going to be mad because there's none left.
Right.
You got to go back to Mad Dog Mike's.
If you smoke turkeys, that's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
For holidays.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So do you have anything planned for the holidays as far as smoking?
Oh, yeah. Everything. Chickens, turkeys, hams, butts, ribs. If you want it, let me know. I can smoke it.
Oh.
There was a couple of armadillos I seen on 747. I thought about grabbing one.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we will offer a cheaper price on armadillos. That's for sure.
That is gross.
Look, I guess
it's a possum on a half shell.
That's right.
I guess the grossest thing that I've ever eaten was a barbecue beaver one time.
How did that taste?
Well, you know, it,
like chicken. I'm sure.
Barbecue beaver.
Well, I'm not going to say, but anyway, this was many years ago, and they cooked it, barbecued it, I tried it, and it was okay. I mean, it wasn't that bad. So, you know, I guess that's the weirdest thing I've ever eaten.
Well, if you're out on, you know, the lake or something like that and you can't catch no fish, there's always a beaver hanging around.
Well, there is. Let me tell you something. The last once or twice that I went to Smith Lake, I absolutely caught nothing. I mean, it was the most horrible time I've ever had. So, and look, when you're sitting there for 6 hours and you don't even get a bite, yeah, that's a bad day.
Miss Brenda says she needs you to do her whole Thanksgiving.
Well, there
I
you
can
go.
Do that.
Brenda Ray is gonna. She needs your food.
I actually have some brown gravy and mashed potatoes and some dressing to go along with that nice smoked ham, turkey, or chicken.
Hey, look,
what do you want?
I ain't gonna talk about you cooking, okay? Let me say something. I can cook a mean chicken and dressing. I'm just going to say it right now, and I always have for years. It's absolutely delicious.
Okay, so I'm going to have to come back sometime between now and Christmas, and me and Big D is going to have a cook-off.
We may do it.
I was actually thinking I'm going to stop by and get some barbecue the next time I come up here. I cook pita bread. And one of the
stuff
things,
it, dudes.
Yes.
I call them redneck tacos. Get some barbecue from Mad Mike, some of his barbecue beans, a little bit of cheese and sauce.
Yeah, throw some baked beans in that pita bread, too, with that barbecue, man.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm so hungry.
So your whole dinners and your lunch specials? Because I'm having someone ask, so go ahead and
They are, the whole dinner is like the stuff off the steam table, like the meat and two and the meat and three. The meat and two is like $4.99, and the
cheap.
Meat three is $5.99.
Cheap.
Yep.
And then your turkeys and your chickens, and do you have a flat rate that you charge to smoke them?
I'm pretty sure I've got the hams locked in at a price where they're going to be like $30 for a 10-pound ham shank.
Cheap.
The
and you don't have to
chickens,
do it.
Yeah, that's it. The chickens.
Does that mean we're taking our ham to Mike? And
the chickens and the chickens and the turkeys. They're not. I haven't got a price locked in on them, but they're going to be probably cheaper than most. The turkeys, I think I was doing them for $30 a piece last year.
Do you do meal deals?
Yes, I do. And
so, like, to feed a family of 10.
Yes, and the price depends on how many people. they're wanting to feed. You know,
it's very reasonable, by the way.
Yeah, I mean the anything from turkey and dressing, chicken dressing, and just about anything you want, I can cook. I paid attention to all the people, my mother, my grandmother, and my great grandmother. The only one thing I didn't pay attention to was making the icicle pickles, which I love so much.
Icicle pickles. Never heard of that.
Never heard of that?
Never heard of it.
It's kind of like a white, long, looks like a big old long French fry they used to make, sweet pickle.
Huh.
I used to eat myself sick of them. That's the only thing I couldn't, never did pay attention to learn how to make.
How about that?
But as far as cooking on a stove with a cast iron skillet or anything, you know, I just always love to watch them cook.
So can you tell everybody as far as your meats go, what particular wood that you actually smoke with?
Hickory.
Hickory only?
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing but hickory.
Because a lot of people actually, they want to know that. What kind of wood that you're smoking with?
Well, I like pecan better, but people get mad when you cut their pecan trees down. So the wood is not plentiful for me. Besides, the pecans are always used for the pecan pies, of course.
Right, exactly.
Which I'm looking for some pecans. So if you know anybody, I sure could use about a couple of 100 pounds of them.
Mike, your deadline to bring a turkey, when are you going to start taking turkeys for Thanksgiving, and when is your cutoff date?
Well, I take orders for turkeys. I can still cook turkeys all the way up to Thanksgiving Eve. I'm going to close on Thanksgiving Day, I think. It all depends on if I get overwhelmed with turkeys. I may open up in the morning time for Thanksgiving morning for them to come and pick up turkeys if I get too many of them. But so far, I haven't turned down any orders for turkeys.
All right, I got to say this real quick. I got to throw this in. So, look, no lie. When I go to work, of course, everybody knows I go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning most times. And so I will go up to 278 Rock Grocery a lot of times because they're the only thing open, and I get gas. As soon as I step out of my truck, you can smell his smoker. No lie, the smell is going all the way up 278 Highway, and as soon as you open that door, you got that smell, and you're like, I'm in heaven right now.
As somebody who's lived away from Alabama, you miss that smell.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's a lot of people heat their houses with hickory just because they want that smell.
Oh, it's incredible.
They put it in their wood stove.
So make sure, check it out, Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue, located inside the Berlin Quick Stop right there in downtown Berlin at the one and only red light. So he's going to take your orders, and he will make your family and holiday meals for you. Just make sure you get the baked beans, for goodness sake.
Danielle's over there reminded me to give the phone number to
take orders. Yes, phone number.
The phone number will be 256-775-4333.
There you go.
And that will be at the Berlin Quick Stop. They will probably answer the Berlin Quick Stop. Just say, hey, I want to order a turkey for Thanksgiving. I want to order a chicken or a ham or a butt, whatever you want.
We always want a butt, don't we?
All right, and she's saying one more time, that will be 256-775-4333.
And when we come back, Christopher Greer has his guitar, and he's going to play a tune or two for us. And if you will, Mad Dog Mike, hang out with us and listen to him play a tune.
Oh, dude, I always love to hear somebody with a guitar. All right.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here, utilizing cutting-edge radio technologies.
Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Any chance?
Play that song?
Just one time. Just like 10 seconds or something. Of course, that, for real, that is my all-time favorite song ever.
Well, if I remember my track record right, anytime you've requested something, it's happened.
Yeah, it has. So look, just I don't care. You could strum like 30 seconds of Honky Tonk Woman. That is my all-time favorite song, by the way. Even though I'm a huge Kiss freak, that's right. My all-time favorite song by the Stones.
To me, I think Jumpin' Jack Flash.
I like Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Probably my favorite song by them, but it's hard to pick one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's so many songs that they did, and there's so much depth, like on their B-sides and the stuff that wasn't big hits. Like, I played that song Shine a Light on You here that one time, and that's one of my favorite songs.
Is it?
Yeah, but you never hear that on like the Greatest Hits album.
Exactly.
It's good to be back. I have to say, it's always good to come in here and hang out.
Well, you've been gone for a while, man. What's up with that?
I've been working. I have been working my tail off.
What's that? Me and Mike, we never work. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Well, I'm surrounded by workaholics, but on the railroad, you know, sometimes, like for me, I've been going out of town a lot. And taking that trip to Atlanta, and it never worked out to where I was here and could be on the show.
I understand. So, look, you all just carry barbecue with you on the train and just eat barbecue all the time.
Oh, sometimes I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How fun would that be? Just ride the...
That would be awesome.
Well,
you can actually cook on those locomotives.
Can you really?
You can.
I didn't know that.
If you know where the hot spots are on the engine... When I first hired on, I worked with guys who'd been out there since like the 60s.
Yeah.
And they could cook a 3-course meal using a locomotive engine and be like, okay, the hamburgers are in this spot.
How cool is that?
The potatoes are here. And it was awesome. And they showed me.
Did not know that.
Yeah. So you want to hear some music?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. You know, if we got time, I'll play two. If not, I'll play one. But I really wanted to play some Stones.
Oh, my God. So, here we go. Here we go. I'm fired up. Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Greer.
Childhood living, it's easy to do. The things you wanted, brought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who let you slide through my hands while horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away. And I watched you suffer. A dull aching pain. Now you've decided to show me the same. No sweeping excess. No offstage line. Make me feel bitter. Treat you unkind. Wild horses couldn't drag me. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away. I dreamed you a sin and a lie, and I have my freedom. That's all I've got. Faith has been broken. Tears must be cried. Let's do some living after we die. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses, yeah, we'll ride them one day. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses, yeah, we'll ride them.
Gentlemen, Christopher Greer, Wild Horses, the Rolling Stones. Man, that was incredible. I really enjoyed that. It
recorded right up the road at Muscle Shoals.
Yes, it was. So, look, if Melissa will be nice and let us do about 3 minutes over, do one more song for us.
Okay. This one's one of my originals, and You know, I like to sing to the Lord. So this is one of those songs that was co-written by one of my ministers, Dean Smith. This is called At the Mercy of the Storm.
Let's hear it.
Life isn't always sun and rainbows. Save the night, the rains will fall. See storms on the horizon. It doesn't bother me at all. Nobody said it would be easy. Yeah, yeah. It's hard to do what's right. Walk within his footsteps. Show the world my light. Walked on stormy waters to reach me. Left his holy word to teach me. Without his memory I'd be lost. Sacrifice to pay the cost. In his name I was reborn. Through his love he set me free. Showed me I didn't have to be at the mercy of the storm. I don't fear little rain. Yeah, God won't give more than I can take. Though the storm and wind are blowing, I will bend but I won't break. Every night will have its ending, and soon the sun will shine on through. He will take away my pain. He will dry up all the rain. He can do the same for you. He walked on stormy waters to reach me. He left his holy word to teach me. Without his memory I'd be lost. Sacrifice and pay the cost. In his name I was reborn. Yet through his love he set me free. To me I didn't have to be at the mercy of a storm. Through his love he set me free. To me I didn't have to be at the mercy of a storm.
Christopher Greer, everyone. Incredible song.
Awesome.
Thank you.
To end the Big D Radio Show, don't forget next week on the Big D Radio Show, former singer of Down South, Nick Faulkner, is going to be in the studio. Nick has definitely went a different direction, and he's left the band, and he's serving the Lord now, and he's going to start preaching.
Wow.
So there you go. There's some incredible news for everybody. We're so proud of Nick and the direction that he's going. Also, Tiffany Abbott Collins with Abbott Vacation Rentals is going to be in here. And Dale Ball and another gentleman from the Elks Lodge is going to be in here talking about the veterans program that's going to be at the Coleman Airport next Saturday. You can check us out next Tuesday, Understanding the Law. Melvin's not going to be here, so it looks like it's going to be Danielle and I. And hey, look, guys, if y'all want to come by Tuesday, we'll sit around and jam maybe for an hour.
Awesome.
Mike, look, as much as I love you, can you bring me some barbecue or something?
Probably do that.
Look. All right. So here, look, we've made a pact. All four of us will be back Tuesday. Mike's bringing a barbecue, and we're going to sit here and jam.
Awesome.
Yeah. Are you good with Tuesday night?
I should be.
All right.
Wait, that's Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you probably can't do it.
Yeah,
no,
no,
I could probably cut it.
All right, Danielle.
I have the best employees.
Well, look, if you can bring it. All right, I'll find another guitar picker somewhere. It won't be Christopher Greer, but.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know on, like, Monday.
Hey, look, and it won't be long, but we're actually going to have Wes Brown, the winner of the Battle of the Bands 2017, and Christopher Greer in studio together, and they're going to be jamming together here in a few weeks. So that's, yes, that's going to be a hot event right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just one quick prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for being with us, God, and we just give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with